Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. The Houston Texans with their third straight victory after knocking off the New York Jets 24-17 here at NRG Stadium. Of course, all eyes on this one were on the quarterbacks, T.J. Yates, and the return of Ryan Fitzpatrick, as well as the big matchup between DeAndre Hopkins and Darrell Revis. Let's see how it all played out in this week's Texans Rewind.
We win, we take this field as brothers. We take this field as 63 men who play the game together. Count on each other. Look your brother in the eye. Tell him you're going to give everything you got today.
The Jets came into NRG with one of the toughest defenses in the NFL, but Bill O'Brien and offensive coordinator George Godsey pulled out all the stops with creative play calling, including direct snaps, wildcat formations, zone reads, and even a trick play.
Two receivers short side left. Yates throws the screen to Shorts left side, and he's going to throw it back to the right. And it's caught by Blue. Razzle dazzle. Touchdown, Texans.
Pulling out all stops today.
Good play call. Had to write down. Coach did a good job. We put it in early in the week. We was all excited. Blue's coming to me every day. Hey, don't leave me too much, or you know, just keep me. You know, I'm like, relax, dude. I got you. But it was a good play call. Blue did a good job stealing the run, and worked out well.
When you the coaches draw up something like that, and it makes practice fun. It gets the offense excited, and it just brings everybody together. You have fun out there.
Darrell Revis was no match for DeAndre Hopkins as the third-year superstar surpassed the 1,000-yard mark on the season, connecting with T.J. Yates on five catches for 118 yards and two touchdowns, including this one, the HCC Play of the Week.
Bootleg, Yates with time, Yates going deep, and he's got a man, Hopkins. He makes the catch at the 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Houston, 61 yards.
The first touchdown was a great ball. He couldn't have placed it any better. I ran a post, saw man-to-man, so kind of figured, knew I was getting it before the play. I knew I had to run a good route. And TJ put the ball where it needed to be.
Kind of what I said last week, just throwing it up to DeAndre. I mean, that guy's a special talent, and, obviously it doesn't matter who's on him. He'll go get the ball for you.
Defensively, the Texans continued their dominance of late, with J.J. Watt showing why he's the reigning defensive player of the year, sacking Ryan Fitzpatrick twice to go along with five quarterback hits, eight tackles, five of them for losses.
Pitsy looking it over with Marshall to the right side. Here's the snap. Here comes Watt, and Watt has a sack. J.J. brings down Fitzpatrick.
I think it's just been a culmination. We had to start playing our style of football, and I think for the last few games we have, and we need to continue. It's a week-to-week basis. You need to go out there every single week and prove it. It can't be up and down, and I think we've been doing well the last couple weeks.
Once again, though, this one came down to the late-game heroics by the secondary.
Fitzpatrick, shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Gets the snap. Looking, firing downfield to his right, and it's intercepted. Houston has the ball. Eddie Pleasant with the pick, and the Texans get it back. Three receivers wide side left. Pitch gets the snap. Here comes the rush. He throws, and it's picked off by Dre Howe. He picks it up across the 30, left side, 25, 20, 15, and he's out of bounds. And the Texans are going to beat the Jets today.
We needed to play, and Rack called a great play for me. I was open. He let me be free, and I read the quarterback, and I picked the ball off.
Did you smell it out? Did you dig him?
Oh, yeah, I kind of. Well, we tried to dig him a little bit, We tried to disguise a little bit. Then I came down, and I seen his eyes. Looking at Marshall the whole time, so I just ran over there and picked it.
Well, these games aren't going to be easy. Now we're into 6-1 game seasons, and that's important to understand. This is a great win for us, but we've got a big one this week, and the key is that when you're in Thanksgiving and you're in December, is that you're in the hunt. That's the key.
All right, John, so many good things to talk about in this one, but let's start with the good things at the end, the two defensive big stops, interceptions, Andre Howe and Eddie Pleasant.
I'm still trying to figure out this secondary. I don't know. The last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks, have been phenomenal. I don't know where that secondary was against Miami and Atlanta. I don't even want to think about it anymore because that group is playing very well. And the one thing I've noticed back there, there's really good communication amongst all those guys back there. Dempsey and Howell at safety have really communicated well. They've been playing without Kareem Jackson, and they've been doing a fabulous job. And Eddie P comes in on dime, Charles James on nickel, and they've done a really nice job. That secondary, I give John Butler a lot of credit, because I know that whole defensive staff took a lot of heat after those games, and they've risen up, all of them. Every single one of them have risen up and played so well and coached so well. And that's why this team won his football game today.
Yep, absolutely. And that's give the Texans 3 wins in a row, the first time in 3 years, positioning themselves now at 500, just right for this stretch down the end.
Yeah, there's no question. It's going to get tough. Saints at home, at the Bills, and then, of course, the Patriots. So we'll see what you're made of. The Colts won today, so tied atop the AFC South after 10 games, and now it's a race over the last 6.
All right, thanks so much, John. All right, we have to take a timeout here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be back inside with the voice, Mark Vandermeer, and start looking forward to the New Orleans Saints. Stay with us. Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. November's nominees are cornerback Kareem Jackson, offensive lineman Xavier Suafilo, and running back Chris Chicken and Shrimp Polk. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access to the Community Player of the Year appearance.